Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Genesis 28, verse 16, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. We've all heard people say, the Lord told me, and it turned out not to be so. As a result, we have become doubting and cynical. What a loss. God speaks through people, and your fear of someone getting it wrong can rob you of vital input. In some cases, the very input you need. One night, God appeared to Jacob in a dream, saying, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. In order to hear from God, you must desire it above all else. Eliminate mental clutter, slow down and take time to understand what he is saying to you, and believe that God will actually speak to you. If you don't believe, you'll be left to the mercy of your own best thinking, or be influenced by others who think just like you. Seven times in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, God said, he who has an ear, a spiritually developed one, let him hear what the Spirit says. The question is this, how can you know what you're hearing is actually from God? Because it always agrees with his word, and your spirit will say, Amen. From Vision's Word for Today, speak life to their spirit.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.